Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 80th edition of the Mostra de Venezia. And we're here with Annabel Dunn, producer of the Cane Mutiny Court Martial by William Friedkin. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Thank you. Mr. Friedkin is the name of the day, sadly, because he's not here. How would you describe this film in terms of his legacy?
You know, I think this film fits into a very specific pattern that Billy had, which was he knew exactly what he wanted to make from well before we ever got started. And he had a crystal clear vision of the script. He said it has to move like a bat out of hell, which in English, you know, very fast. And he made that happen on the page. And then he had a crystal clear vision of the actors he wanted. And it started with Kiefer Sutherland. And it went down from that. But that was, Kiefer was his number one choice for Queeg. We were so happy that Kiefer accepted it. And then we shot it incredibly quickly. It was on one set. Billy wrapped a day early. And he famously was a one-take director. And he really was a one-take director. Okay. Sometimes two. Three, somebody's getting fired.
So this production was built up in a very, very fast, right? How was it born?
Well, Billy had read the play that Herman Woke had written, and he knew that that's what he wanted to do. He did a similar thing with 12 Angry Men with Showtime. And so he said, you know, given my age and where I am in life, this format works for me. So we knew one location. I was talking to him the very first time, spring of 2022. We got very lucky. We took it to Paramount, and they bought it. We didn't need to spend a lot of time shopping it around. And they gave him carte blanche to do whatever he wanted to do, which was incredibly wonderful. So we were able to move quickly. So he worked on the script that summer, and we went into pre-production last fall. And then we shot for 3 weeks in January of this year.
Yeah, really fast, really fast. You mentioned this way of shooting he had, one take, maybe two. What else could you tell us about how he behaved on the set? How was he?
He is, you know, beloved by his crew. And so he sort of famously has this reputation of a lot of bravado, and he did. But on set, he's beloved by his crew and his actors. And so he was insistent that everyone be off book with their lines. And so the actors would rehearse in the mornings, and then they really supported each other on set because they knew that they really needed to get it right the first time. But of course, if someone came to him and said, can I give it another try, or would you feel okay if I tried it this way? Of course. He was always very, very good with his actors. He knew exactly kind of when to push and when to pull back and be gentle. So that was really how he was sort of like a quarterback.
Sounds like that. Could I ask you in which stage of the process Mr. Friedkin sadly passed?
We just lost him a month ago. We're so lucky for so many reasons. One, we finished on time and on budget. He finished early. So we wrapped in February. He then went right into his edit, and he did that very quickly with his editor. And we finished the film in the spring, way before all of these strikes. And, you know, so we were free and clear of any of the road bumps. And then, unfortunately, you know, expected Billy to be sitting here.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you about your plans for the film. I mean, the trip of the film begins here, but what else?
So it begins here, which is exciting for us because Billy loved this festival and had a great, you know, a great run with this festival. And then next month, October 6th, we premiere on Showtime in the States, all over that weekend. And then after that, it will be available on Paramount Plus, where those markets are in the world. And then I believe there's sales available for wherever Paramount Plus markets are not.
Okay, so we're going to be able to see it very soon.
Yes.
So Annabel Dunn, producer of the film, thank you very much for being
thank
with us today. Thank you for doing this. Thank you. Thank you. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.